Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Homeschool Podcast. In this episode, we'll be talking about the inauguration of Barack Obama. Barack Obama took office on January 20th, 2009. Our students have created a couple of segments to discuss who the new president is and why his inauguration is so important to the whole world. Let's take a listen.
About Barack Obama. Barack Obama is making history by running for the Democratic Party as the presidential candidate. Barack Obama was born in August 4, 1961, to an African father and a white mother. His grandmother raised him from the age of 10 in a native Hawaii. He grew up surrounded by visual, language, culture, and religion. Barack Obama is 47 years old. He is married to Michelle. They have two kids called Maria and Sasha. Maria Obama is 10 years old, born in 1998. And Sasha Obama is 7 years old, born in 2001. Barack Obama and Michelle were lawyers. Barack Obama attended British Columbia University. Then he attended Harvard Law School. In 2004, Barack Obama was elected to the U.S. Senate as a Democrat, winning the general election by receiving 70% of the popular vote. Barack Obama helped create legislation to control convenient weapons. Now Barack Obama is the President of the United States. He won 53% of the popular vote, and McCain received 46%. He is the first black president to be elected in the USA. He was elected to be the 44th president of the United States. We have seen history in the making.
Why do we always think of change and hope when we hear the name Barack Obama?
All around the world, people think that there will be more rights in America and the world. Barack Obama said he will help with many things as he promised. He can't do all those things if the Americans and even people around the world don't help. Barack Obama wants to show the world there is change for America and probably all around the world. Helping with education, healthcare, even more economy, and help stop the pollution in the environment. Also helping with the people's rights in America. There is still some racism in South State America. All Obama wants to do is to make all the culture and color come together just like Martin Luther King Jr. did. Barack Obama has a dream to change the world and make a better future for everyone today and future generations. If everyone helps with that, then that dream can come true and help many people in America.
Now that America has a new president, America is hoping for big changes and big projects, such as recycling more in the USA, more energy-efficient cars since we're running out of gas and there will be less pollution. He will hire more teachers to help with education, and the more education will mean the more power students have to ask more questions and to wonder what is possible. He would like to have more healthcare, perhaps a system like Canada's healthcare. He also knows that more jobs create more money to help feed their family and all to provide for all their needs. More inspiration in the world will show that one person can make a difference and it can be you if you just put your mind to it. Just like Rosa Parks, Martin Luther King Jr., and so many more heroes in the past and even now. Thanks to them, they made history and made the world a better place to live in. And now the future will be fantastic because of Barack Obama and his thoughts and his point of view of changing the world.
The word change and hope are strongly associated with Barack Obama because he will change countless things in the United States and internationally. The things he would change in the United States is improving universal health care by decreasing the fee to visit a doctor so the 45 million people with no medical insurance will have a better access to the health care. Also, he will be providing free health care for children. He will be improving education by hiring more teachers and offering them a more adequate wage. These words also associate with Barack Obama because he will be returning the troops back home 1 year and a half that are right now in Iraq. But he will be having some of the troops go to Afghanistan because all the troops such as British are in Afghanistan. Another reason why these words associate with Barack Obama is because Barack Obama will be shutting down Guantanamo Bay to stop the torture on convicted terrorists. Barack Obama will be stabilizing the economy to stop companies being shut down. Barack Obama also cut down greenhouse gas emissions and will be trying to a cleaner alternative in energy. This will cut down America's greenhouse gas emissions by 80% by the year 2050. He will be doing this by investing $150 billion over 10 years in clean energy. Racism is still a problem in some pockets of areas in America, but lots of people will think that it will show the whole world how much America has changed. This is why the words change and hope is very strongly associated with Barack Obama. Obama made promises to make change, the U.S. and the world so it can be a better place for all. He promised to stop the wars and to help the economy. Some Canadians may ask why it is important that Barack Obama is the new president to Canadians. Well, it's important because decisions made in the U.S. affect our lives and everyone else in the world. Thanks for listening.